On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Etiquini Municipality says it's attending to prolonged water disruptions affecting areas in the southwest of Durban. Moseley, parts of North Dean, parts of Malvern and Queensborough have had intermittent supply due to the southern aqueduct not having enough pressure to supply the North Dean 3 reservoir, which feeds the Firwood reservoir. Ward 63 councillor Chris van der Berg explains the situation in Queensborough.
People haven't received water for 60 days this year alone. They don't have water currently and they last had water last Sunday.
Well, the city says it's looking at ways to implement medium to long-term interventions to the challenge. They include resizing the reservoir pumps and the construction of an elevated tank to feed the high-level zones. But van der Berg says more urgent measures are needed.
What the water department actually need to do is deal with all the outstanding water leaks. If that's done, it will get more water to more people more often. It can potentially reduce the rationing. But also, it will then put water into people's houses, which they then can pay for, and that will generate an added income into the city.
Well, it comes as the president has been speaking at the Water Indaba in Midrand. Cyril Ramaphosa has told the meeting that it should not be about diagnosing problems that are already known, but about solutions.
These challenges have been consistently reflected in the reports of the Municipal Strategic Self-Assessment, Stats SA, and the Auditor General. She recounts events and instances and cases where water is now treated as a business and where corruption is quite plentiful.
Transnet Pipelines has proposed the construction of a pipeline designed to secure jet fuel supply to OR Tambo International Airport. The proposal comes after the airport faced fuel supply challenges in January. The 49-kilometer pipeline will extend from Jameson Park in Heidelberg to OR Tambo Depot. It's in line with addressing projected fuel shortages anticipated from 2028 due to limited supply capacity from the Natref refinery in Sasolburg. And UN experts say the collapse of a peace deal in South Sudan would risk an all-out war. The commission documenting rights abuses there has warned failure to uphold the accords would be catastrophic and threaten millions of lives. It comes after South Sudan's opposition said the arrest overnight of first Vice President Riek Machar invalidated their 2018 peace deal. Machar is a longtime rival to President Salva Kiir. The UN Commission says throughout March, violence has intensified in several regions and armed confrontations have crept closer to the capital, Juba. The top story, Etiquini Municipality says it's attending to prolonged water disruptions affecting areas in the southwest of Durban, including parts of North Dean, Moseley and Queensborough. Find more news at ecr.co.za.
And a look at what's coming up in your sport. André Esterhazy returns to the Sharks squad for their blockbuster clash against Leinster this weekend. The Betway Premiership football returns this weekend and the English Premier League reaches its business end.